Swifties. Are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the player's gonna play, play,
play, play, play. Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is Taylor Swift Ready from Today FM with me, Dave Moore, her, Emer Shannon, him, Colin Minogue.
Yo.
Yo. Listen, Taylor Swift fans, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift fans. They're called Swifties. There are different levels of Swifties, which we're going to learn when we investigate the Taylor Swift Swiftposium. There's a scale that you can put yourself on and find out where you are. My daughter Anna, I would say she's an 11. This is why I think she's an 11. She spent the weekend drawing each of Taylor Swift's album covers in a book she made out of paper and card called Taylor Swift Albums Covers.
Oh my God.
And she is spending so long on each one. I think she got up to her fourth album and spent the whole weekend doing it. So,
wow. And is she constantly listening to Taylor Swift while she's doing
it? Absolutely.
Headphones in. She listens to the particular album as she does it?
Puts the album on and the artwork comes up on Spotify and then she draws the artwork. But I mean, she's a great artist, but the level of detail she's going into, like, is just phenomenal. And then she draws the pause, rewind, forward button and the progress thing and puts time. Like, it looks like a little Spotify on your phone kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So you're constantly listening to Taylor Swift now at home?
No, headphones are in. No, we are listening to Taylor Swift. Obviously, particularly these 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But this is her with her headphones in. She could be anywhere. She was out on the decking most of the weekend because it was lovely weather. But like, she could be at the kitchen table. She could be in her bedroom. But headphones in, Swifty on. Just obsessed.
Cute. It's the dedication that I love seeing. Like, to see someone love something that much at that age, to be so invested, to spend like a sunny weekend, and that's I just love there's a lovely community of Swifties.
There is,
and I know there are people go, oh, well, they do this and the other, but there's a core loveliness about Swiftie.
Yeah, that there seems Swiftie to fans. Be, and in fact, we're going to talk to Dr. Jennifer Beckett, who is the person who organised this Swiftposium in the University of Melbourne. But one of the things she spoke about that she noticed as an academic going to a Taylor Swift concert was how much of a sense of community there was and how much people were looking after each other and becoming firm friends.
Everybody there was so friendly. You know, if you were on your own, you could see people who had obviously gone on their own and were kind of being dragged into other groups. I'm sure there were a lot of people who walked out of there with more friendships. It was a beautiful thing to watch.
There you go. They're a nice bunch of human beings, which is what life is all about. Well, let's hear everything Dr. Jennifer Beckett has to say about the Swiftposium in the University of Melbourne. Jennifer.
Hello, how are you doing down there?
Doing very well altogether. It's been a long time since we spoke, but the last time we did speak was at the announcement of a Taylor Swift Swiftposium that was happening in the University of Melbourne. But it's since happened when Taylor brought her Eras tour to Australia, right?
It has. It feels like an age ago, but really only yesterday in some ways. And it was fantastic. We had a grand time.
Well, that's the thing. So let's explain to everybody what exactly was the idea of the Swiftposium.
Right. So to catch everybody up, the idea of the Swiftposium was to bring together academics from all sorts of different academic disciplines and from all around the world to really dig into what Taylor Swift's influence has been around a whole bunch of different areas, including economics. There were conversations about city planning around big events. There are conversations around psychology, a whole bunch of different areas. And really, we just spent 2 days investigating all of those different things with over 100 papers.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. This wasn't just a case of, you know, having the same 7 people sit in a room and have a discussion. You had submissions from all over the world and, of course, all over Australia and New Zealand for people who wanted to talk about their particular area of expertise. How many papers were submitted before you chose the 130?
I think it was over 400 papers.
Wow.
So a lot of, we really, really narrowed it down. And then we also had a big sort of public event that was more for fans, which we called the Fanposium. And so there were some papers there as well from some fans as well. So we had a sort of a little side hustle conference going on.
Brilliant though, because I think I remember at the time commenting about how, like, you know, universities can be quite intimidating places and organizations for people who aren't in the world of academia, whether they're students or professors or, you know, teaching assistants or even somebody who just works in the university. You know, it can seem very intimidating from the outside, these big austere buildings, and history happened in here. And even if it's a brand new, and so that's for the really smart people. But something like the Fan Posium allows people maybe who wouldn't otherwise engage with a university and an academic world to get in there and see what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think that having these discussions as well around a figure like Taylor Swift and being able to sort of have discussions in ways that don't sound academic. So we also took over the University of Melbourne has a publication called Pursuit. So we put out a bunch of papers in that that were really for a public audience. So it gave us a really good opportunity to talk about all of the different sorts of research that happen in universities, but in a way that made sense to a lot of different people and gave them something that they could grab onto, that they could understand and get excited about as well. So it's really, really important to be able to do that stuff at the university.
And do you think it worked on the flip side as well, in that it gave academics the chance to engage with and communicate with, for example, people in the media like me who maybe otherwise wouldn't be ringing up, you know, the University of Melbourne, or, you know, maybe even to engage with those fans who came in, those inverted commas, ordinary people? Like, did it work both ways?
Well, we did spend some time down at the Fanposium, which happened at a different time, that happened on the Sunday. And we sort of were more interested in hearing from them about the types of things that they loved and hearing what they were talking about. We sort of sat down, we made some friendship bracelets. The University of Melbourne Swifties, shout out to those girls. They were just absolute stars during the whole thing. Helped us out with friendship making booths at the Fanposium, but they also came and made friendship bracelets the whole time at the actual Swiftposium as well with the Brilliant. Academics. So it was just, it was absolutely wonderful. And hey, I think we got to hear from fans, we got to hear from the media, we got to talk to the media about our research as well. But one of the things that I just really, really loved about this symposium was the fact that there were academics from so many different disciplines, and to be able to hear about things from their perspective was just so valuable. And it was just really collegial. And I was talking to a colleague today about it, and we were talking about how it actually felt like what a university is supposed to be like. Like, we're hearing all sorts of different stuff from like all sorts of different academics. And we were also talking about the kinds of research partnerships from all over the world that started to form. Like, there were people from arts and cultural management and art history and people from psychology getting together going, oh my gosh, your research is so interesting, but it kind of connects with my research in this way. Maybe we could talk about that and do something together.
Fantastic.
And so it was so great. It was so much fun. It was also the best dressed conference I've ever been to. Everybody was just getting their fashion on, some great nails, friendship bracelets being exchanged all over the shop. It was incredibly friendly as well. It was just like, was an absolute gas time.
Yeah. And I suppose the other thing to say is that this isn't a load of academics who happen to be Taylor Swift super fans. I mean, you were there to critically analyze whatever the discipline was, whether it was economics, environment, gender, identity, you know, obviously music would be in there, but, you know, urban planning came up, you know, around some of the Taylor Swift. But you can analyze it in a way that isn't a load of Swifties who happen to also be academics just saying how great she is. It's an open discussion.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, there was a lot of really good critique that was going on. We had a fabulous keynote paper from Georgia Carroll from the University of Sydney, and she was talking about the commodification of Taylor Swift fans by Taylor Swift, and, you know, talking about how a large part of the fandom is about showing how good of a fan you are in order to sort of get access to Taylor Swift, and that's the kind of promise of it and the way that that builds your kind of social capital within the fandom. So this, you know, she called her paper like your pennies made my crown. So it was a very interesting sort of discussion.
Did a lot of academics who otherwise would not go to a gig or a Taylor Swift gig specifically go along and get tickets and manage to see what it was all about?
I actually managed to get last minute tickets, and it was absolutely incredible. I'm so glad that I got to go there. I mean, I do like Taylor Swift, but on the scale of Swiftiedom, which we decided at another public event that we had, runs from like 1 to 13.
Right.
I'm probably about a 6.
Okay.
You're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a full Swiftie, but I do like Taylor Swift.
And you were blown away by the show.
Absolutely blown away by the show. And I've been to some incredible shows. I'm old enough to have been to the original Zooropa tour. Mm. Do you know that was happening when I was finishing high school? I'm old. And you know, like I've been to sort of some, like, I've actually seen Madonna live before. I've been to some of these big shows in the past. Well, I thought they were big shows. That have nothing, absolutely nothing on the Eras Tour. Three and a half hours, nonstop, fans singing so loud. Was, you know, if you're going, bring earplugs, you'll need them. it was so loud, but it was so joyous.
A senior lecturer in media and communications at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Jennifer Beckett, thank you so much for taking the time, particularly at the other end of the clock, for you to have a chat to me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And if you're going, have a great time.
I fully intend to. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye.
Dave Moore, getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.